So the Bible talks about flesh and bone cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It's a spiritual thing. You have to walk in the Spirit of God. But how do you get the Spirit of God? You don't get it through New Age. You don't get it through Gaia. You don't get it through your own belief system. The Holy Spirit of God comes by the grace of God, through the goodness of God, the mercy of God, and Jesus' perfect work for all of mankind who will receive it. The gospel. Gospel means good news. But the gospel is not good news for you if you're not willing to lose your life. If you're not willing to surrender your flesh, your desires, everything you want for the kingdom of God. Jesus said no man can find eternal life unless he loses his life. What does that mean to lose your life? Matthew 10. It means stop living for yourself. Stop living for the culture. Stop living for your own desires. I want to be a veterinarian, a lawyer, a movie star, and live for the kingdom of God, because God created you for a purpose. Your purpose is to glorify God. Your purpose is not to live on this life and take out as many fleshly experiences as you can get. Your purpose is to glorify God, to seek Him in spirit and truth, to know the Savior, to love the Savior. The great command, Matthew 22, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is likened unto it, love your neighbor as yourself. So we're just here loving our neighbor today to remind you that you can't find the grace of God living your own life. You can't find the grace of God doing Sunday man-made church. You can't find the grace and forgiveness of God living like the culture. The Bible says Jesus came into the world to save sinners. If you know you're a sinner, if you know you're willing to lay down this life, if you know you're willing to surrender everything you are, if you know that Christ made the narrow way, not the church systems. The church systems are going to lead to the wrath of God. Turn and come out of this world. Turn and come out of your flesh. Turn and come out of every false way. The Bible says to hate every false way. Psalm 119, 104. The Bible also says that God hates the workers of iniquity. That means people that sin. If you live in sin, there's a hatred of God who's going to judge all unrighteousness. America's drunk on a love gospel. The gospel that God loves you no matter what you do, the unconditional love of God, is not true. It's not found anywhere in scriptures. There's a condition to God's covenants. If you don't believe there's a condition to God's covenants, ask Adam and Eve. Thrown out of the garden for one sin. If you don't believe there's conditions for God's covenant, ask Noah. Build the ark or drowned in a flood. That's a condition. If you don't believe there's conditions for God's covenants, ask Sodom and Gomorrah. God destroyed them for their sin and iniquity. If you don't believe there's conditions for the love of God, ask Israel. Israel was judged over and over for their sin and their wickedness and their idolatry, a lot like America. America is an idolatrous, false nation that God is going to judge. And we're here to warn our neighbors that your Sunday church attendance is not going to save you on Judgment Day. Your pastors, your priests are lying to you. Places like Luther College are built on false gospels and man-made traditions that Jesus said makes your worship of God in vain. You must turn from all sin. Turn from all false man-made traditions. Turn from every false way. The condition of God is forsake ye your sin, obey my commandments, and live. But if you don't forsake your sin and follow his commandments, you won't live. You're going to die the second death. There's two deaths. There's a physical death, and then there's a second death. The second death is judgment spiritually, to be away from God in weeping and gnashing of teeth. Are you going to face the second death, neighbor? Are you going to trample the blood of Jesus, living like the culture? The Bible says to be a friend of the world makes you an enemy of God, James 4:4. If you're a friend of this world, if you live like the world, act like the world, dress like the world, do religion like the world, you're an enemy of God.
God bless you, brother.
You're not going to find eternal life. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Come out of the churches. They're lying to you. Come out of your Sunday systems. Your pastors and priests are part of the problem of America. They've compromised and they've gone to tolerance and they've gone to feminization and they've gone to fleshly ways. Brother Paul in the scriptures warned. Brother Paul warned. Test yourself, neighbor. We love you. Brother Paul warned that there'd come a time when they're going to want itchy-eared doctrines and heap up for themselves false teachers. This is where we're living in America and the world today. And people talk about, is the judgment of God going to come to America? The judgment of God is already here. The judgment has already begun. God is already judging this nation because of sexual perversion, idolatry, materialism, and trampling the blood of Jesus in false religion. There is a remedy to this problem. Pick up your scriptures. Read the Holy Bible. See what Christ said and did. And then respond to it in repentance and obedience. God doesn't want your Sunday scrap. God doesn't want your ritual religion. God doesn't want your Christmas and your Easter that are Roman Catholic lies. God doesn't want your emotional music on Sunday morning. Sunday is not the Lord's day. That's another man-made lie. You must turn and repent and walk in spirit and truth. John 4:24. God is a spirit, and all those who worship God must worship in spirit and in truth. Test yourself, neighbor. Make sure you're living for the kingdom of God. Wrath is coming. The church systems are lying to you. They're not telling you the truth. You've got to come out of the world. You've got to come out of every false way. Come out of your pride and your vanity. Modern pastors don't tell you this. Some of them preach against homosexuality and call it an abomination, and it is an abomination. But guess what? You know what else is an abomination? It's an abomination. Proverbs 6:17. Those who dress in pride and vanity and have a proud look. If you're concerned about how you look, if you're interested in pride and your stature and your money, you are an abomination to God. God says you must turn and repent. Humble yourself before the sight of a mighty God. Submit yourself to Christ. He said the meek will inherit the earth. He said the first will be last, the last will be first in heaven. Are you setting yourself up for the judgment of God? Or are you setting yourself up to be a child of God, to serve him, to know him, to love him, to walk according to his ways, to hold close to his commandments, to keep his scriptures and doctrines and ordinances? No man can have two masters. You're going to love one, you're going to hate the other. Who's your master, American neighbor? What are you living for? You're not going to make the kingdom of God just believing in Jesus. You're not going to make the kingdom of God living like the culture. You're not going to make the kingdom of God keeping false traditions. Jesus said in Mark 7, Isaiah prophesies well about you people, howbeit in vain you worship me, keeping your doctrines and commandments of men. He said, you worship God in vain by your false traditions. The Sunday church system is a false tradition. The holidays of Christmas and Easter are false traditions. Living like the culture is a false tradition. Dressing, acting, entertaining like the culture is a false tradition. Offering God a scrap on Sunday morning is a false tradition. But you can walk in holiness. Holiness, what is that? Holiness means to be set apart for the kingdom of God, for Christ who shed his blood and purchased his people through forgiveness and reconciliation. The entire message of the Holy Scriptures is all about redemption. It started in the garden. God promised a Messiah. The Messiah came. The prophets spoke of him. He came as a baby in the manger, but he's coming as a roaring lion in flaming fire to judge and destroy. God is loving and graceful and merciful. But guess what else God is? He's full of vengeance and wrath and judgment. What side of the judgment are you going to fall on, American neighbor? If you die and you're living your own life, your Sunday church systems, your crucifixes, your t-shirts with Jesus, your bumper stickers are not going to save you on judgment day. Turn and repent and seek the kingdom of God. Jesus is a glorious Savior. Don't trample the blood of Christ today. There's no hope if you trample his blood living your own life. Forsake your sin. Run to the only one that can grant you life and life eternal, life everlasting, the living flowing waters of Christ from this glorious Savior. People turn away from the street preacher. You're not going to be able to turn away from God on judgment day. Open the scriptures, neighbor. Get into the Word of God. See what a great danger you're in. Turn and repent. Be transformed in your heart and in your mind. Your desires will change. Everything about you will change. Sunday church does not change your heart and your desires. It only changes where you are on Sunday morning. Test yourself, neighbor, to the Holy Word of God.